Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:28 British Summer Time. Today is July 30th. We had a very impressive rally on Friday on Wall Street, and it held on to the majority of its advance in here today. The Dow Jones is finishing pretty much flat on the day. The Nasdaq is down about 0.4%. Brazil, having posted over a 2,000-point rally on Friday, was stronger again today by over 1%. In China this morning, the authorities announced that they were going to increase the amount of money that foreigners could invest in the domestic bond market. That didn't sway the stock market in the slightest, and it moved to a new reaction low. The progression of lower rally highs remains intact and really will need to be broken to really begin to suggest that demand is returning to dominance. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng was up by 1.6%, and that was reflective of a general pattern of strength right across the Asian region, with the mainland of China excused. The Nikkei was stronger by about 0.8%. It continues to rebound from the region of 8,000 on the lower side of its range. The Topix is also advancing from the lower side of its range. The ASX in Australia was stronger by 0.8%. The ASEAN region remains a relative strength leader. Malaysia, Thailand, and the Philippines share a relatively similar pattern and remain within very close striking distance of their respective highs and have been consolidating but continue to strengthen over the last couple of days. It was a relatively positive day right across Europe. The majority of markets were stronger, in excess of 1%. The Spanish and Italian markets were stronger by more than 2.5%. The European banking sector has posted a failed downside break. It's rallying back up towards the upper side of the current trading range, but it really will need to sustain a move back above 100 to begin to pressure the medium-term downtrend. In the government bond markets, following a sharp decline on Friday, and it is also noteworthy that US Treasuries posted yields, posted an upside key reversal on last week following Friday's close. It would suggest that a low of at least near-term significance has been posted in yield charts. That being the case, US Treasury prices were a little bit firmer in here today. They retraced about half of Friday's decline and were up about 1 point. The Eurobonds and gilts were both relatively quiet in here today. In the currency markets, the US dollar was a little bit weaker right across the boards, particularly against the euro. The dollar was a little bit stronger following really quite abrupt weakness last week. Against the euro, having bounced rather emphatically last week, was a bit weaker in here today. It's down to 122.60. The pound, having rebounded right back up to 157, was also a tad weaker in here today. In the commodity markets, gold was relatively unchanged. Oil was down a bit. Natural gas was stronger by 20 cents. That's back up to $3.20. It's breaking out of the short-term range. It is probably benefiting from the continued dry weather and need for heating, for cooling in North America. Corn was stronger today by 20. It's breaking out of the current range. It moved to a new high. It's above $8 for the first time in quite some time. Soybeans were also stronger in here today. They were up 41.75. While corn has broken upwards, just about all of the other grains and beans that are impacted by the drought in North America were all firmer in here today. They continue to push back up towards their respective peaks. In the precious metal and industrial metal markets, while gold was relatively unchanged, platinum was stronger by $10, silver was stronger by 64 cents, palladium was stronger by $16. Nickel was up by about 370 Copper was also was relatively unchanged. It was at $3.42. Whereas there has been a great deal of negative sentiment expressed about the industrial metal complex, it is also noteworthy that BHP Billiton has a short-term progression of higher reaction lows, while Rio Tinto has underperformed relative to BHP. It also shows near-term bottoming characteristics. What has perhaps been the most important factor over the last few days is Mario Draghi from the ECB announcing that he was going to do everything that was required to support the euro. The market has taken that as a signal that there is going to be an additional injection of liquidity. We also should bear in mind that whereas the ECB has adopted a number of additional mandates over the last 3 or 4 years, its central mandate is to protect against inflation. But with the Eurozone economy slowing and even Germany at risk of recession, then that can be seen as an indication that the velocity of money is turning downwards, and any central bank would be justified in increasing the supply of money in order to ensure that the supply of money is ample to promote economic growth, and particularly against an environment where the velocity of money is declining. As long as they don't print in excess to above what is needed to compensate for the decline in the velocity of money, you will not have an inflationary outcome. But what it does suggest is that we are going to have additional liquidity pumped into these markets. And of course, because we are in a global monetary system, that money is going to flow to the most productive assets. And where we see relative strength at the current juncture will give us a clue as to where that additional liquidity is most likely to find a home. That's why the ASEAN region is so important at this stage, because it is such a relative performer. It's also why we have consumer-led shares that have mostly pulled back towards their 200-day moving averages and are increasingly moving on to new all-time highs. The fact that you have companies like Kraft and Heinz pushing on to new high ground over the last couple of weeks would suggest that the development of the global consumer, which is represented in those consumer shares as well as the ASEAN region, is the dominant investment theme, not just since 2008, but probably over the next number of years. The number of people that are entering the disposable income bracket is rising by literally hundreds of millions of people on an annual basis, over and can be projected to continue to do so for a number of years. And they are purchasing the types of products that many people who have been born into a higher standard of living take for granted. And that's helping to drive sales for a number of these autonomies. So that remains the dominant theme, and it should help to flatter the performance of that asset class if we continue to see additional liquidity provision coming in from the ECB and potentially also additional liquidity being pumped in by the Bank of China. We remain within this rather uncertain environment, particularly in Europe, whereas the short-term worry was that liquidity would not become available. That has been mollified to a certain extent by Mario Draghi's statement last week, but there remain medium to long-term concerns as to just what the detail is likely to be in terms of the European Banking Union, further fiscal consolidation, and burden sharing among various states. Whereas when we look long-term, we can say that the most likely scenario is that we are going to eventually end up with some form of federal Europe. There's going to be a lot of water passes under the bridge before we actually know what the detail of something like that is going to be. In the meantime, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside until or unless we see the June lows taken out on the majority of stock markets. With additional liquidity provision, the chances are that you are also going to see relative strength evidenced in the commodity markets, and precious metals in particular are right back into a potential area of support and appear to have at least firmed. And this is a promising area from where they could begin to again build support and begin to post progressions of higher reaction lows with a view to taking out their previous highs and reasserting their secular uptrends. I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.